evening and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. The chaos continues in Parliament today. A glimmer of hope for a debate and a day's worth of proceedings as the Prime Minister finally came to Parliament ended right after lunch when he didn't return. The ruckus led to both houses being adjourned once again, the debate suspended for the day. As the opposition and the ruling BJP trade charges, the BJP accusing the opposition of deliberately scuttling debate, the opposition demanding the Prime Minister's presence before it continues, things are pretty much where they've been since Parliament started in this session. But the opposition fired an important salvo today in the form of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. The quiet economist who didn't speak, even as his own government lost credibility and elections over corruption charges, found his voice today. In the Rajya Sabha, pointing to falling GDP, the impact on small industry, business and agriculture, Dr. Singh didn't mince his words while questioning the government on its decision and implementation to demonetize currency and restrict the public's access to cash literally overnight. Quoting John Maynard Keynes, to those who say demonetization will benefit in the long run, he said, "In the long run, we're all dead."
Those who say that this measure will do harm or will cause distress in the short run, but be in the interest of the country in the long run, well, I am reminded of what John Keynes said once: in the long run, all of us are dead. In fact, it is a case of organized loot and legalized plunder of the government.
By doing this demonetization, it is only one part of a larger step. What are you doing to electoral reforms? Because today, electoral reforms is a very, very big issue. 80% of donations which are received by political parties today are from unknown sources. Mr. Prime Minister ji, with all respect, anyone who opposes your policy is not for black money. Anyone who opposes your policy is not anti-national. Why are you giving us these lectures on corruption and black money? We oppose. We are opposing you because people are suffering. We are opposing you because we believe the economy will be killed. But why are you making this an issue? Why are you making this an issue? You are some messiah and all of us are devils.
जब आप भावुक होकर जनता में ऐसा भाषण देने लगते हैं कि लोग मुझे मार देंगे, जला देंगे, तो हम लोगों को बड़ी तकलीफ होती है। और खासतौर से समाजवादी पार्टी को, आप उत्तर प्रदेश में निश्चिंत घूमिए, हमारे यहाँ कानून व्यवस्था इतना बढ़िया, आपको कोई छुएगा। आपको शायद प्रधानमंत्री जी, आपके दल वाले सत्यता, क्योंकि कहा जा रहा है कि आपने तो वित्त मंत्री तक को कॉन्फिडेंस में नहीं लिया, कितना सच है? अगर कॉन्फिडेंस में लिया होता तो अरुण जी हमको जरूर कान में बता देते, मान नहीं सकते मैं इस आधार पर।
आपके मित्र
कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी तो सर्वे कराते हैं और सर्वे करा के कल मीडिया में दिखाते कि 90% जो जनता है उनके फैसले के पक्ष में है, लेकिन सही बात तो यह है कि पूरे देश में 90% जो जनता है वो दुखी है। और मैं नेता सदन से कहना चाहती हूँ, आप प्रधानमंत्री जी से ये कहें, यदि उनका ये कहना है कि उनका फैसला सही है, तो मेरा ये कहना है कि आप लोकसभा को भंग कराएं, देश में चुनाव कराएं और जो नतीजे आ जाएंगे वो मालूम हो जाएगा कि आपका फैसला सही है या नहीं है।
We were not surprised when we heard from those who ran the government between 2004 and 2014 that they didn't like these anti-black money steps. The maximum black money was generated in this country between 2004 and 2014. The biggest corruption scandals, from the Commonwealth Games, the 2G scandal, the coal block scandal, all took place during this period. Those who didn't consider these scandals to be a blunder are now considering this campaign against corruption and black money to be a blunder.
Right. Well, they may not be functioning in Parliament, but we certainly have an all-party panel in our studios tonight. We have from the Aam Aadmi Party and the former head of the Royal Bank of Scotland, Meera Sanyal, joining us. We have Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP. Hopefully, his line is up as well. KC Tyagi of the JDU. Saugata Roy of the Trinamool Congress. Sushmita Dey from the Congress. Arvind Sawant from the Shiv Sena. And Aarti Jarrad to help us decode what they're all saying and perhaps also bring some sanity to the proceedings. We're also going to be joined by Sunil Alag from Mumbai for a perspective from the business community. Thanks very much, all of you, for joining us. Sushmita Dey, let me actually open with you, because really the star of today's short-lived parliament proceedings was Prime Minister, former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, who essentially talked about how the government had committed what he called organized loot and legalized plunder. Extremely strong comments, but perhaps a little disingenuous, given that Manmohan Singh's own government was really given, shown the door for corruption charges. So when you hear the Congress, the former Prime Minister himself come up and talk about how this government plans to tackle corruption, you know, it sort of makes everyone wonder, shouldn't he have said these things perhaps when he was in power?
I'll tell you something that our former Prime Minister today addressed the Rajya Sabha, and I think he was focusing on the problem of the common people. And I'd like to point out to the BJP, Mr. Jaitley's little clipping that you just played, I thought it was an old clipping that you were playing before the Lok Sabha election. See, BJP has to stop countering the failures of their policies by bringing up the past. I think the nation is fed up of that. You are no longer in the opposition. You are in government. You have to be open to criticism to your policies. To keep looking over your shoulder is not the answer to the questions, and it's contrary to the principle of accountability that you owe to the parliament. Today, Manmohan Singh made it very clear that Congress as a party stands by the intentions of the government to fight black money. I have said it repeatedly, if it's a question of supporting the fight against black money, right from the parliament to the street, we are with this government of India. But the fact is, he pointed out that 60 to 65 people have died. Prime Minister of India wanted to introduce a game changer, but what's the fallout of that? All the steps that they've taken after the 8th of November, with regard to weddings, with regard to the farmers, with regard to hospitals, could the Prime Minister of India and his team not thought of this before the 8th?
So the picture is
very clear. Demonetization, very good. But the fallout, very bad. There's no roadmap. That's coming back to the essence of
what we've really all been talking about since the 8th of November. Sudhanshu Trivedi, before we carry on to our other panelists, I want you to also come in and respond to Sushmita Dey. Also, with the caveat that Sushmita herself is placing, saying that it's about the management and the implementation of the policy subsequently. In fact, we've just had more announcements. There are no over-the-counter exchanges of old 500 and 1,000 rupee notes anymore after midnight tonight, and also that the exempt categories, the payment for those in old currency, will continue till the 15th of December, but only through 500 rupee notes. I mean, there are instructions that are coming in on almost a daily basis, sort of confusing everybody as well. Every day, one doesn't know what to keep up with anymore.
As far as the aspect of management is concerned, I would like to say
that
there were certain things which were not done. That was deliberate, because beyond a certain limit, if you do the preparations, there is a possibility of leaking the secrecy. As far as the changes of the government's order which she is mentioning, this shows that the government is sensitive and alert. We are keeping a strict vigil, not only on daily basis, but the hourly basis. That's why whichever type of thing is coming, the government is responding with full efficiency and full sensitivity. But on the issue of intention, I was astonished when former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh was saying this as organized loot and legalized plunder. Do you remember in the case of 2G and CWG, what was his statement? It is coalition dharma. And now you are taking the side of adharma. I just want to say, aap tab bhi adharm ke saath the. आज भी अधर्म के साथ. सो एज फार एज द इंटेंशन इज कंसर्न, एज फार एज द इम्प्लीमेंटेशन इज कंसर्न, इन बोथ द केसेस गवर्नमेंट हैज ट्राइड इट्स लेवल बेस्ट. एंड फाइनली आई वुड लाइक टू से वन मोर सेंटेंस. अरे विरोध कौन कर रहा है? ए लीडर, शी यूजेस टू हैव नोटो की माला एंड अदर पार्टी विच इज हैविंग फ्रॉम बोफोर्स टू अगस्ता वेस्टलैंड ड्यूरिंग नरसिम्हा राव एंड मनमोहन सिंह गवर्नमेंट, घोटालों की माला. सो इफ यू लुक एट द करेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ द अपोजिशन पार्टी, वाई नीतीश कुमार एंड नवीन पटनायक वर नॉट अपोजिंग दिस, ओनली दोज पोलिटिकल पार्टीज विच आर हैविंग सीरियस चार्जेस ऑफ करप्शन आर अप इन आर्म्स अगेंस्ट द ऑनेस्ट एफर्ट ऑफ अवर गवर्नमेंट.
Okay, but all right. Okay, so Trivedi, thanks for your comments. Aarti, I want to just bring you into this before we carry on with our political panel. Couple of things that have been said, and you know, and rightly so, the Congress has to stand up and face the critique that they're a fine one to talk about corruption at this stage, and sort of have this holier than thou approach to what the government may or may not be doing. The second point, what Sudhanshu Trivedi is saying on parties that have opposed this. Is it entirely true that, I mean, because even Naveen Patnaik has spoken to the Prime Minister and asked for a review, has asked for some steps to be taken. So it's not that parties who are not as vocal as the Trinamool or the Congress, for example, are not concerned about what's happening on the ground.
You know, it's really disingenuous of Sudhanshu Trivedi to say what he did, because we have video evidence of one of their MPs in Gujarat dancing and being showered with notes. We have video evidence of one of their leaders from Madhya Pradesh distributing notes at the time of elections.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think all political parties peddle black money. And certainly they use black money at the time of elections. And so really it's not right for, it's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Mm.
But, you know, I mean, let's go beyond this issue of who's corrupt and who's not corrupt. The fact is that today people are facing a huge amount of distress and difficulty.
Mm.
I mean, I think, you know, the government has to be answerable for that. You know, to put its citizenry through this terrible mess for the last 3 weeks. Even I'm not being able to get money from my bank because every day my bank manager says he's not getting currency notes.
Right.
You know, and this is, I mean, I cannot
so I
access
think, and
my
that's
account.
The other point. Let me bring KC Tyagi as well into this. KC Tyagi ji, just now there have been these relaxations on the use of 500 rupee notes, certainly till the 15th of December. Perhaps that's one area on which the opposition was also targeting the government. But the point that is being made, that at the end of the day, we need to move beyond the politics of who is corrupt, which party is corrupt. You know, we're reinventing the wheel on that debate every single night. And the question is, today is the 24th of November. This decision was announced on the 8th of November at night. As Aarti is pointing out, banks are still facing a cash crunch, a liquidity crunch, and ordinary citizens who are not trading in black money, who are not corrupt, one, are being tainted by the sort of slur of being black money hoarders or corrupt individuals, even if they've legitimately gone to return or exchange white money. And the second is, if, you know, we're earning incomes and we want a cash component of that income in our hand, the bank is saying, we can't give you more than X amount of rupees. I mean, shouldn't that be some rights that I have as an individual citizen of this country to demand how much money I want to withdraw from my account?
माया जी, हमने सरकार के इस कदम का समर्थन इसलिए भी किया है कि एडीआर की रिपोर्ट के मुताबिक जिन 6 पार्टियों को कॉरपोरेट से पैसा मिला है उसमें जनता दल यू शामिल नहीं है. उसको कोई पैसा कॉरपोरेट से नहीं मिला. नंबर एक, समाजवादी आंदोलन में लोहिया जी, जयप्रकाश जी, चौधरी चरण सिंह, कर्पूरी ठाकुर और अब नीतीश कुमार,
केसी त्यागी जी, आप कह रहे हैं समर्थन दिया है, लेकिन शरद यादव जी तो ममता बनर्जी के साथ प्रोटेस्ट पे थे.
माया जी, मुझे अपनी बात कहने दे तो शायद आपको फिर बीच में इंटरवीन नहीं करना होगा.
जी,
हम काले धन की समूची व्यवस्था समाप्त करने वाली पार्टियों में है. पिछले तमिलनाडु के चुनाव में 630 करोड़ रुपए की नकदी पकड़ी गई है, जो भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए और चुनावी व्यवस्था के लिए खतरा बन गया है. इसलिए प्रधानमंत्री के द्वारा उठाए गए इस कदम का हम स्वागत करते हैं, लेकिन ये काफी नहीं है. जो बेनामी प्रॉपर्टी है, जो विदेशों में प्रॉपर्टी जो ट्रांजेक्शंस हो रहे हैं, जो हैव नेशंस में हैं, टैक्स हैविंग नेशंस के अंदर जो पैसा है, गोल्ड में है, ज्वेलरी में है, वगैरह वगैरह, इस सब पर भी प्रहार करना चाहिए। और हमने मांग की है कि 47 से लेकर के आज तक जितने प्रधानमंत्री, जितने मंत्री, जितने एमएलए, जितने एमपी, जितने आईएएस, जितने आईपीएस, जितने जज सुप्रीम कोर्ट के, हाई कोर्ट के बने हैं, सबकी संपत्ति की जांच के लिए आयोग बने। लेकिन उसकी आड़ में ये सब नहीं होना चाहिए कि 75 लोगों की जान चली गई है, बच्चियों की शादियां होनी बंद हो गई हैं, जिनके पास सेविंग्स के दो दो, दस दस, पचास पचास लाख रुपए भी हैं, अपनी खून पसीने की कमाई वो ब्लैक मनी घोषित कर दी हुई है। हम गांव के अंदर जो नीति निर्धारण करने वाले लोग हैं, उनको ये पता नहीं है कि हमारे सारे पैसे एसबीआई, आरबीआई और ओबीसी में जमा नहीं होते, कोऑपरेटिव बैंक में जमा होते हैं, वहीं से किसान लोग निकालते हैं, वहीं जमा करते हैं।
okay.
कल पहली बार सरकार ने घोषणा की कि कोऑपरेटिव बैंक से भी आप पैसे निकाल और जमा कर सकते हो
जी।
तो सरकार ने बगैर समझदारी के, सरकार ने बगैर पूरी तैयारी के ये एक अच्छा काम किया काले धन का, लेकिन
बात उसी पे आ जाती है,
परेशानी हुई है।
ओके ओके, बिफोर आई मूव ऑन टू अदर पैनलिस्ट, सुधांशु, लेट मी जस्ट कम बैक टू यू वेरी क्विकली, बिकॉज यू नो, like I said, and Aarti is also pointing out, let's move on from the which political party is corrupt and which is not. The issue really has been about implementation of an extremely bold measure to tackle corruption. And while you can say that the government is sensitive and alert to the crisis that people are facing, the fact of the matter is the people invest the government with a tremendous amount of faith to make sure that their interests are protected as citizens. Now, if I am being told, or if you are being told, that in the national interest you don't have access to your income in a particular form, then, I mean, don't you see a slight problem with that? And also, the second is, we come back to the same thing. You know, we can't keep falling back now 2.5 weeks later on the issue of preparedness and how the government is adapting every day.
No, the problem with the people are facing, if you go and ask them, most of the people are saying, though we are facing problem, but the decision taken by Prime Minister is correct.
Fair
and
enough, because nobody is against
it was not beyond
corruption.
Expectation.
Nobody
I would
is
like
against
to quote
tackling
on,
corruption.
I would like to quote on 8th of November, when Prime Minister has given his declaration. He has said, ki iske liye kasht hoga, there will be a problem, but I am having full faith in the people of India, which in all type of situation like this,
but
when
sir,
there was a transition,
faith
they
also
will bear
street,
and they
Mr.
will
Trivedi.
Pave the way for a good future. Because I am not talking about party politics, but I am giving you one example from where the system has got rotten. You remember, our former Prime Minister has said ki ek rupiya jata hai to 16 paise pahunchta hai. 84 paisa per rupee was converting into a black money. This is the official statement of our most powerful Prime Minister since last 30 years the system was there. Obviously, it is like a body has been ridden with
okay.
cancer or something
but,
like
but,
that. Then it has to be operation. And
Sudhanshu
during the days
Trivedi,
of operation, there will be a pain
Sudhanshu,
and difficulty
Sudhanshu,
which
Sudhanshu
our society
Trivedi, you're saying that the Prime Minister appealed on the 8th of November there will be some difficulty for a few days and the people must have faith in this measure. Now, it has been more than a few days, it's been 2.5 weeks, and the people are also saying, yes, we have faith in a government that wants
there.
To tackle corruption, because frankly, more than political parties who are really the fulcrum of all black money and corruption in this country, the ordinary citizen who is standing in line is not the politician standing in line to get 24,000 rupees per week or whatever the amount may be, or 2,000 rupees from an ATM. It's the rest of us. We place
that's,
our faith in the government. What faith does the government place in
that's
us?
That's why
when
the government is giving concession.
One
we
more
have first allowed the farmers to use 500 rupees note for purchasing
Sudhanshu,
of seed. Then we have allowed the farmers to take out the money from cooperative banks.
But,
and we have allowed those families who are having
when?
Money. They can withdraw 2.5.
When he has allowed?
Yeah.
So the government is responding as per the situation is there.
Okay, all right. Arvind Sawant from the Shiv Sena, you want to come in on this, and also I want to ask you, very interesting, the Shiv Sena has been changing its positions in spite of being an ally right now in the government. You've supported it, you have criticized it. Today you are saying that the Prime Minister should take Dr. Manmohan Singh's words very seriously. Where is the Shiv Sena standing on this?
I'm really surprised to listen such comments, Maya ji. Shiv Sena stands since beginning, after the decision of the Prime Minister was announced, was firm, and we said it categorically, we welcome the decision of the honorable Prime Minister. Only thing is the difference is regarding the implementation of the that announcement. Now, what is happening? Demonetization has been done. 3 points I'll raise. You won't believe. I too have faced a serious problem. My son got married on 19th of this month, 2-3 days back. You just imagine what must have trauma I must have faced during this period. My own money I could not withdraw. I was not allowed to withdraw. Then second part is that the people were asked to stand in the queue. Poor people, poor farmers, they were deprived to have their own money to withdraw it from the bank. That too had a limit. People have to leave their job, leave their work, stand hours together in the queue. We said it, we brought it to the notice of the Prime Minister, and you won't believe, nearly 75 people have died. Maybe around 70 people have died. It's a very serious thing. Don't ignore it. The days were there when one person is to get killed. Even during the lathi charge of police, there is to be hangama in Lok Sabha or maybe in Vidhan Sabha. Today 70 people have died, and we still continue to say, we are forcing this decision, which is a good decision.
Okay.
Who says it is a bad decision?
Right.
The decision is good, let but the implementation is worst. And there are...
Let me just bring Sunil
Alagir. Farmers have been deprived of the... One second. Farmers have been deprived. It is the Shiv Sena who said it is the first in the country. Shiv Sena has said it first in the country. Farmers have been deprived. The cooperative banks, cooperative district banks have been deprived, which are under the control of the RBI.
Yeah,
the season is going on, and the farmers are not allowed to remit or withdraw the money.
Yeah, all right.
Is it fair enough,
Mr. Sawant? Very quickly, very
just
quickly.
Because yesterday we met the Prime Minister, the decision was declared. It is because of Shiv Sena the decision was declared.
Okay.
Regarding the
cooperative
banks.
All right. We'll come back to the Shiv Sena in a bit. We have other people on the panel as well. The Trinamool Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party have both been extremely vocal from day one. Saugata Roy, Derek O'Brien got up in Parliament today and said some extremely strong things as well. Also, pointing out figures and data of how many people have debit cards, how many people have credit cards, how far the banking system has reached in the country. But a very important point that he made was that the suggestion that everybody who's opposing this, based on the Prime Minister's survey yesterday, that anybody who's opposing the way this has been implemented or questioning the strategy is essentially somebody who's corrupt. And I think that's a real leap of judgment as well.
Yes, you're asking me?
Yes.
If that's our complaint about the government. Derek voiced it very correctly. He said that it's being made out that the Prime Minister is a messiah and everybody who opposes him is a devil. The fact is, as Dr. Manmohan Singh said in Rajya Sabha, that it was a monumental blunder. It was an organized loot and legalized plunder and monumental mismanagement. Every day people are dying and the government does not know its mind. Every day it is making changes.
Yeah.
Up to now 15 changes, 15 cases of rollback has happened. But people are in terrible condition. I can tell you from my state, there is an estimate that one third of our crop, which is ready to be harvested, may be wasted because there are not enough labors. Labor cannot be paid. I can tell you the jute industry, which is a prime industry in the state, there are no money to pay to the non-regular workers. So they are leaving the mill and they are going to their native place. I can tell you that in tea gardens, which has weekly payment, people are not being paid their wages.
Right,
and I read of news in Agra, the shoe workers are without work. In Muradabad, the brass workers
so
are...
So let's just get, before
the
we move
Prime
on,
Minister
let's just get...
in one fell swoop, please
let's just Sunil Alagh
one sentence,
on
the
this.
Prime
Sunil...
Minister in one fell swoop
has Mr. Roy.
Disrupted
Mr. Roy,
the
thanks.
Economy.
Let's just
I have
get
never
Sunil
heard
Alagh
of
on
a
this,
person
Sunil Alagh,
cutting
Roy
his own
is listing
feet
out
with
different...
an axe.
industries, different small-scale sectors which have been impacted, not just agriculture but others as well. Now, Dr. Manmohan Singh also today in Parliament talked about possibly 2% fall in India's GDP and how small-scale industry and agriculture have been severely, small business have been severely hit by this. Once again, the caveat that it's the implementation which leaves so much to be desired, and we're now, you know, 2.5 weeks, a little over 2.5 weeks into this demonetization policy announcement.
Look, there, as far as we are concerned, somebody made a remark that if you make a criticism, you are considered anti-national. At the same time, if you support it, you are considered a bhakt. So let's stop that kind of silly argument. Mr. Ratan Tata has also supported it. Is he a BJP bhakt? I'm supporting it. We're not bhakt. So let's stop this that I'm anti-national or somebody's pro. Let's take it as it is. What he's saying, what Dr. Manmohan saying is saying is a loot. A loot means the government has taken the money and you are never going to get it back.
Right.
Of course you're going to get it back within 2 months. Is that a loot? There's, and I'll tell you, even small dealers in car, you go and buy fish over here. Your channel has gone all over. Please play your what you've been showing all day. The queues are coming down in Bangalore.
Yeah.
Everybody is saying we are willing to go through this. And you all are not willing to quote that. Of course, there's problems. And what is good about the government is having done it, every time there's a constructive suggestion, they do something about it.
Right.
You can't criticize them for doing it. Today, there was some, he came into parliament, he's heard you. 8 o'clock, there's a cabinet meeting. Let's see what he says tomorrow. If he gives more money, why are you cribbing about it? Sure, there is inconvenience. Sure, there could have been a bit better planning, but it is an excellent move. And for every economist who says GDP will fall, it will fall in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to say it's not going to fall. But
Meera
Sanyal,
I can see that you want to come in
on what
Sunil Lalla is saying.
Of course, we're all dead in the long run.
All right.
But
you know,
but one second.
Yeah.
But is the GDP growth next year? Look, if he announces tax things in the 1st of February, when you get liquidity up, if interest rates come down, if EMI comes down, everything is going to come back. And what is 2 months in the life of a nation? That's all I'm asking.
So
why are we all cribbing
all the time?
Make a constructive suggestion. If he doesn't listen,
fine. Come in on this
fine.
Very quickly before I come to Meera Sanyal
as well.
Because what Sunil Alag is talking about, you know, some sort of tax breaks or EMI rate cuts, things like that. I mean, will that be a legitimate economic fallout?
No, I don't know what he'll do. Of course there will be.
One moment, Sunil. Sushmita, in your assessment, will that be a legitimate economic fallout of demonetization, or will that again then be seen as a political sop?
See, Maya, the point is this. There are so many of us that I don't know if everybody will get a chance. The point is this that is being raised in the parliament. You have pulled out 86% of the cash from the economy to destroy 6% of black money. 80% of our economy is a cash economy. It's legitimate. Now, the point is, you've done that, fine. But the question is, how did you plan it well? Now, think about it. Repeatedly, this government is talking about
secrecy. I think they're admitting that they didn't
plan
it well and they're being sensitive to changes.
Just let me finish. Can I just finish?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Now we're improving it.
Let's just take a few examples. Did the Prime Minister of India not know that people will have to pay hospital bills, they have to have weddings, that is the sowing season? All this is information that the Prime Minister is privy to. So now to keep changing the rules is creating the chaos.
Hmm.
Second thing, the point is not whether Bangaru Lakshman took money on television and 2G and 3G. The question is there are a lot of things this government could have done which would not have compromised on secrecy, like increased the penetration of bank branches in India. They could have quietly done it for one more year and then implemented it. One small thing, the point, and I don't know if my turn will come again, is Sudhanshu Mittal talks about a cancer patient. Today I have leukemia, okay, or I have an infection. You have thrown me into a blood transfusion process and you're going to inject me with new blood and you have not even cured the infection, which is corruption. That's the point we are making, and
okay.
You don't even have supply
of
fresh blood. All That's right. what Narendra Modi has done to the economy.
Okay, Meera Sanyal, I'll come in on this because, you know, and I'm going to ask you the same question essentially that I asked Sushmita as well, because we're looking at how this is going to play out, not now in the short term, because the short term chaos is something, as the BJP says, the people were warned about and are, for the most part, saying, well, if it's in the larger interest, we live with it. Will the economy live with it? That's, I think, the question at hand today, because ultimately that's what's going to govern our future. And the kind of steps that Sunil Alag, for example, is talking about, are those something that are foreseeable? A tax break here and a rate cut there. They will ultimately impact our wallet at the end of the day as well. I would love to pay fewer taxes than I'm paying, but that's not in my hands. Is that something that the government might actually then work on?
So, Maya, I'd like to say a couple of things. Yeah. I think now the time is for everyone to move away from the rhetoric to do a reality check. And the reality is that there is simply not enough cash in the system, whatever you call it. I think the first thing that we need, and this is required now urgently, is that the person who is the custodian of monetary policy in this country and the keeper of the Indian currency, which
is
the Reserve
Bank
governor, where is Mr. Urjit Patel? And I think it is time for him to come before the people of this country and say how many notes in which denomination have so far been printed, are going to be printed, and on what date can Aarti or Mr. Arvind Sawant go to their bank and draw out as much cash as they need. This is very, very important. I think this is the first point to quell the panic and to quell the sense of disbelief and chaos which is going on. For example, today there was a lathi charge in Mumbai outside an HDFC branch, as I hear. Okay? So this is, I think, the first step. The second point, and I think this is very, very important, the big objectives of this government were to create more jobs for the youth of India, right? Already, we are getting estimates of no less than 4 lakh job losses. This is massive. We are talking about textile sector, leather sectors. Small and medium businesses are being run into bankruptcy and people are losing their jobs.
Okay.
And I think the third thing that I do want to say is that as far as we are concerned, it is not true to say what did Bangarappa do and what did so-and-so do. Black money is the root cause, and the root cause is political and election funding.
Political and corruption.
It has to be
political
tackled.
Political corruption. All right. Shogato Roy, before...
And school admissions.
Shogato Roy, Trinamool has been at the forefront of
school college. It starts with the school admission.
One Viraji, moment, Arvind Sawant, we'll come to you.
With the school admission.
Shogato Roy, you know, the Trinamool and Mamata Banerjee personally has been at the forefront of this demonetization opposition, really, literally from 2 hours after the Prime Minister announced it. Nonetheless, as people have pointed out yesterday, the Prime Minister himself has pointed out, Mamata Banerjee herself embroiled in corruption scandals, Trinamool also embroiled in corruption scandals. And the issue, as everyone's pointing out, political funding really is where all this cash, this black money, the 6% of black money that's in cash, is finding its way. Everybody else, every ordinary citizen of India is suffering because our political parties, irrespective of who they are corrupt.
Ma'am, you just sit there on a channel, you work for a channel, and you pontificate that all political parties are corrupt. All TV channels are also corrupt.
We
you
can
are
all
funded
trade
by
charges.
All sorts of money.
Yeah.
Will the TV channels reveal their source of money and funding? So please do not pontificate. You said that Trinamool Congress is involved in corruption scandals. What scandal? Has any scandal been proved in court? Have any of the leaders of Trinamool Congress been arrested? Why do you say this bogus thing? Just because you have the opportunity of working on a channel, you can't just say anything and anything.
Sir, I'm not just saying anything. I mean,
corruption.
You know,
we must fight. No, please do not make such sweeping comments.
You have no
right.
Corruption.
Just
Shogato
because you are an anchor in a
Shogato
TV channel,
Roy,
you can't just shoot up your mouth.
There are charges of corruption against members of the Trinamool Congress. Aarti, would you like to just counter what Shogato Roy said? Because I'm the TV channel, so I will keep quiet. I'll let you do it.
One of your MLAs in Bengal, one of your ministers, Madan Mitra, has been in jail.
Yeah.
Madhur Mitra was MLA long time back.
Well, he's a member of your party.
A member of your party. Why do BJP president?
Yeah.
BJP
right.
President got arrested. Okay, Bangalu Lakshman. Why do you say
this? Which is
why
I said, Mr. Roy, I made the point of all Bengal, political parties. Mr. Roy, we know about Bangalu Lakshman. We know about the two.
We have won all the by-elections.
We made the point of all political parties. Sushmita Dev, come in very quickly. All right, Mr. Roy, Sushmita Dev.
If you want discussion, you can have discussion.
I just want to say, Maya.
But I do not like this making sweeping
Maya,
statements.
Maya, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Swagatha, can I just come in? If corruption is such a big issue, let me go on record to say that the opposition is also asking for a JPC. We saw a surge of 5.98 lakh crore deposits in September 2016, and we suspect insider dealing by the Modi government, which may be the biggest scam in the history of India. So if this government is serious about corruption, call our JPC and let's investigate into the source.
All right,
of
so
this
it's not just TV channels who have to open up their
deposits.
Books, it's also political parties who have to open up their books.
No, but Maya, but you know, if we're talking
I'm
about
telling Narendra
being
Modi
serious
to
about
call
corruption.
A JPC.
Listen, Sushmita, if I remember correctly, the last Lok Sabha passed a very important bill called the Lokpal Bill. And all parties, in fact, the BJP was in the forefront of, you know, getting that bill passed. Now, this government has been in power for 2.5 years. It has moved not even 1 inch to setting up the Lokpal, which was touted as this, you know, big anti-corruption mechanism.
I think that's
mechanism.
A question for Sudhanshu. Let him
so, you know, so what has the government done
out.
On that?
Yeah,
I mean, you
right.
made such a big song so, and dance about demonetization. But what about that? That
yeah,
was
Sudhanshu,
one of the things you could have done as soon as
Sudhanshu,
you came
Sudhanshu, I
in.
Want you to respond to that issue of the Lokpal.
This is an insider dealing scam by the Modi government.
Yes.
All right, Sudhanshu, respond to...
a very appropriate question of Lokpal.
Yeah, respond to
Arti
Jarrad.
On the issue of Lokpal, our government is working and there are some constitutional and technical things. As you know that in Lokpal, there should be an official leader of the
but
opposition
Sudhanshu,
and other type
the
of
government
things
has made
anti But let me complete the sentence.
Yeah.
Let me
Will
complete
you have
the sentence.
A JPC
but I would like to ask,
yeah.
you know,
Will you agree
which was the
JPC?
Only the first state government in the country which has implemented Lokpal? It was General Khanduri's government. Ask the Congress Party why they have reverted Lokpal. Which was implemented in Uttarakhand and subsequently reverted by the Congress government. So the question
have
should be asked those who
Adani's
have reverted the thing
invoicing?
Of, and now
Adani's
coming to the other
over invoicing, investigate it.
Now coming to the September.
Adani,
September.
Go after Adani. Tell Mr. Modi. Then, we
I am asking point.
TV.
I am replying the point by point.
Yeah,
you have
all right,
the
let's
issue
just
of
stick to the
September
issue.
September
you are in power. All I am right. not in power. It's your government in power, not my government in power.
Our government has implemented in Uttarakhand and your government
Sudhanshu
has
and Sushmita,
abolished
let's
it.
Not go off track. There's a very specific question on the Lokpal right now.
We are not in
now.
Power.
Sushmita Dev, one moment.
Wake up. You're in power.
Sushmita, hold on. Let Sudhanshu just deal with the question on hand, which was on the Lokpal. But also, Sudhanshu, the question I would like to ask you on behalf of many people who are going and lining up at these banks, even though the queues are getting shorter, if this is about a short-term inconvenience, after the 30th, 31st of December, is the government saying then, by then, all currency, 86% of the currency that was withdrawn from the system will be put back in and we can go to our bank counters and withdraw cash as we want? Sunil
no,
Alag,
no,
yeah.
No,
I have to respond
yeah,
to other
Sunil,
two
Sunil, just one second.
Raised.
Let Sudhanshu respond,
yeah,
I'll come to you.
All I want to say, Sudhanshu, before you answer, Sudhanshu ji, okay. Go ahead, Sudhanshu.
On the issue of deposit in September, you know, the arrear paid of the 7th pay commission was
not
deposited
deposits,
in the
sir,
month.
I'm asking about withdrawals. I'm not asking about deposits.
No. Then this is not correct. Sudhanshu, this is not correct figure.
Let me complete
this
the sentence.
This is not correct figure.
Let me complete the sentence. The
this
figure which they are saying is obviously
is
a questionable authenticity.
You know, if you all talk
and
the
there
are 25 years in the
month of September.
Let's not digress. Listen. Let's not digress.
1,500 is
Sushmita
argument.
Dev, Arvind Sawant. Sushmita and Arvind Sawant, one moment. The question to Sudhanshu is really very simple.
Which was the last day of IDS scheme? It was 30th of September.
Sudhanshu.
So the biggest deposit under the IDS was also in the month of September.
Sudhanshu, the
and
question was
not
about deposits. Sudhanshu, Sushmita, one moment. Sushmita, I have to turn off your microphone. One moment, Sushmita.
So then don't try to...
Sudhanshu Trivedi, the question was not about deposits. It was about after 31st December, will I be able to withdraw as much as I want to from my account?
In this situation, the government, as I have told you in my very first sentence, the government
is sensitively and is Prime Minister gave.
As far as the withdrawal, to which limit it will be,
I'd like to come.
Definitely, as one of your panelists has said, the answer can be given by an RBI spokesperson.
Right. Well, with the RBI, not the RBI spokesman, the RBI governor.
So government on this level, the maximum amount can be withdrawn so that the people should not suffer after 31st of December 2000.
Yeah. Sunil,
can I just bring in one point?
Yeah, go ahead.
One second. Sudhanshu ji, let me just answer this question. Look, as far as we are concerned, the whole objective was not just black money, it was to put everything into the banking system. I am going around Bombay where Paytm, more and more people are coming. You don't need a KYC. If you've got a bank account, you can take it out. Why do you want to get back into cash all the time?
If by 30th December,
impossible that 100%
of cash is going back to cash.
How can you question like this?
Here we go again. Five people are speaking at the same time. What do you need? You want to keep the cash at home? It's another debate. You are taking out cash to spend it? Why are you not using Paytm? I'm not talking about credit card. I'm not talking about checks.
Because Paytm has an RBI set limit on it, Sunil Alag.
One last point. 90%.
You have a credit card in your wallet. That's why you're talking big.
Every country uses the banking service. In
and
India,
they
it's 2%.
You
are wanting to go back into the cash system. It's your cash. I am running with credit cards. I am giving checks. How much of money do you want to withdraw in cash? Get into the banking habit. What is the problem?
The point is, Sunil Alag, even in the most developed, digitized, cashless
economies,
Sunil Alag
is using the banking system.
Okay.
Meera Sanyal, what is wrong with you?
Meera Sanyal, the point that is being made is it's a twofold argument on Paytm and digital money. I tried to upload money on Paytm and I got an alert saying the RBI has set a limit of 10,000 rupees. I have a screenshot of that. I will share it with anybody who's interested. That's one. The second is, whether it's the United States or the UK or Scandinavia or any other country where there is a primarily cashless digital economy, the bank will not stop me if I want to withdraw any amount of cash from my legitimate account. Why do we have to answer for that? I think Sunil Alag's argument, I think to me, is highly problematic on that.
It's highly problematic and it's wrong. I mean, first of all, if you want to move to a cashless economy, which is a good idea, you have the UPI system. And I find it absolutely shocking that the government, instead of promoting something which has been developed by the RBI, which is state of the art, which is free of cost to every bank holder, whether you're a cooperative bank or a PSU bank, instead of promoting that, is promoting Paytm, which until very recently, if you wanted to transfer money from your Paytm wallet to your own account, cost you 4.7%.
Yeah.
Paytm, by the way, and I do want to say this, is more than 40% owned by Alibaba, which is a Chinese company. So your whole argument is a flawed argument. Had you wanted to do
Paytm? Why Paytm? Why not somebody else? KC Tyagi, the other issue, I mean, at the point that RT was making when Sunil Alag was talking as well, you're talking about a digital, cashless kind of system with Paytm or debit cards or credit cards or whatever have you. I may have that luxury, but there are many people in the country who, A, either don't use smartphones, B, prefer to use in cash, C, may not be literate enough to use this kind of technology, and we're assuming that everyone, aspire to making it a cashless economy by making people literate, by changing our education system, by changing our banking system, but that's not something you achieve in 50 days, KC Tyagi.
Yeah, exactly.
Meera,
exactly.
माया जी, मैं काफी देर से सुन रहा हूं, ये सारी बहस शहरों की बहस है, महानगरों की बहस है, अर्बन ओरिएंटेड डिबेट है,
गांव में भी
मिजरीज का इसमें कहीं जिक्र नहीं है। हम लोग गांव में, हमारे यहाँ बैंक की
जिला बैंक की बात की थी सर,
हमारी साल भर की
जिला बैंक,
आप एक मिनट जरा
जिला बैंक की शाखा है,
अरविंद सावंत उनको बोलने दीजिए एक मिनट जी
प्लीज। आपके यहाँ महाराष्ट्र में है, हमारे यहाँ आपके यहाँ कोऑपरेटिव सिस्टम जो है सावंत साहब बहुत मजबूत है, हमारे यहाँ यूपी में इस तरह का नहीं है, बिहार में इस तरह का नहीं है, आपकी जानकारी के लिए। तो अब धान की फसल कटी है, जो 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 बायर है, जो मंडी का आड़ती है, उसके पास नगद पैसा इस समय नहीं है, क्योंकि 10-20 लाख जो उसके रुपए हैं व्हाइट के, वो भी ब्लैक हो गए हैं, नंबर एक। नंबर दो, गेहूं की फसल की बुआई होनी है जो आप नहीं जानते हैं, उसके लिए खाद चाहिए, कहां से आएगा, जो हमारे पास 25 लाख रुपए रखे हुए हैं,
देयर इज नो मनी व्हिच इज व्हाइट और ब्लैक।
यू हैव गॉट टू लेट द अदर स्पीक, जस्ट वन मोमेंट।
वी आर नॉट इनकम टैक्स पेयर, ये इनकम जरा बोलने दीजिए भाई, आप ज्यादा पढ़े लिखे हैं क्या?
व्हाट आर यू वरीड अबाउट? नथिंग,
किसी को बोलने नहीं देते, नोबडी
इज वरीड अबाउट एनीथिंग, यू डोंट हैव टू वरी,
व्हाई आर यू इंटरवीनिंग?
एग्रीकल्चरल इनकम इज टैक्स फ्री,
आई डिड नॉट स्पीक,
व्हाट आर यू वरीड अबाउट?
Who? No, nobody is worried. The issue is it's fundamental right to your own income.
Are you a government spokesman? Are you a RBI spokesman?
Let me finish. If nobody is worried, make a constructive suggestion. How much of cash do you want to take out? You want to take out 100%? One second. Maya, if you say I have 100 rupees, I want to take out 40%, work on that. You are saying, well, 100% whatever has gone into the bank has to be taken out.
No, I don't think whether it's 40% or 100%, I don't think it's anybody else's prerogative, but mine, as long as it's legitimately earned income.
Absolutely no
debate. As long as it's legitimately earned tax income, it's nobody's business. How much
money is it? What do you say, Sudhanshu? Are you a dictator?
It's a hypothetical situation.
Sudhanshu, are you a dictator?
Sudhanshu, I think you've done... Sudhanshu, there are many people on this panel, including me, who feel Sunil might have done some damage to your cause right now, because the issue is not about government interference and how much money that I have legitimately earned that I can withdraw. Is that where the government is headed, Sudhanshu?
There is one aspect which is somehow...
No.
Missing from the discussion,
yeah.
That this issue of demonetization, it was not just for black money, because black money constitutes 15-20% of the GDP.
Right.
But it is also related to the terror funding, which is almost 100% by these currency notes.
Right.
So this is also, this is a duo issue of black money versus national security. And I would just like to put one more fact. It is just a mere coincidence that after 8th of November, the Kashmir Valley has come by and large peaceful, and the attendance in the schools are 95%.
The question is really very simple. I can't understand why no one's getting it. Will there be restrictions on my cash withdrawal after December 31st?
Absolutely.
It's that's a yes or no answer. Yes.
I think we need some timelines from the government.
Could be for
we
a few months.
The government has put restriction only up to 30th of December.
Right.
The government will appropriately respond at an appropriate time before 30th of December.
So the government will appropriately respond.
And this I can ensure that the government will try to give as much facility as possible to the people in the given constrained situation.
Can we get some figures from the government on how much currency has been printed till date, how much currency will be printed till the 30th of December, so that we have some idea whether our distress will be alleviated in January or not? We don't have any answers from the government. No specific figures have been released by the RBI.
Exactly.
And surely you should be able to do it. RBI must be digitized. Surely you should know how many currency notes you're printing every day.
All right. Sudhanshu's, Meera, just add
I don't think anywhere in the time of history, any government in the world has given this specific data that how many currencies are printed.
But I don't know which government has taken out 86% liquidity in one
process.
Second, Maya.
Let's not talk about history and historical precedent. We are out of time.
Maya, they simply don't know. And the point is that they were warned. They were warned. There is a report by the State Bank of India in April 2016 by their chief economist, S.K. Ghosh, warning about the problems of demonetization. that the government, that the RBI, that the Ministry of Finance never took heed of this, pointing out the problems with cash, with ATMs, with currency chests. This government has been incompetent and very, very careless.
We'll have to wrap it on that. But I think the question we're gonna end this show with tonight remains that on 31st of December 2016, will we be able to go back to our banks as usual? Will there be a replacement of that 86% liquidity? The government has asked for 2 days, then 3 weeks, now 50 days. The people are saying we will wait those 50 days. After those 50 days, will we be able to go back to our lives the way we lead them? Thank you very much. I thought we have to end it on that thought tonight. And I think, as Aarti pointed out, we don't have any answers. So Sudhanshu Trivedi has said, well, on the 1st of January, the government will respond. So I guess we'll all have to wait. All of you, thank you very much for joining me.